Oh my God, 30 seconds is such a long time. Anyway,
welcome. No, it's not.
It is. I was sitting here like biding my time.
You gotta
like,
let
okay,
that sound
okay,
in because okay. It's like it's so perfect. It's just it's a little 30 second, you know. Anyway, it's perfectly timed.
The real introduction. Welcome back to the Mind of Monty podcast.
Y'all be jamming when that beat come on. I know.
The Mind of Monty podcast with your co-host.
You know who I am.
That guy, Monty G.
I hope you do.
And I, Mo.
I mean, it's named. I mean, anyway, go ahead. I'm that guy that the show is named after.
That guy, yes. You're yeah. being that guy right now.
That guy.
Self-absorbed, narcissistic, egotistical. What's another
I've been
word?
Watching a lot of Carmelo Hayes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's true. But today's episode of the Mind of Monty podcast, we're going to be discussing the final three episodes of Peacemaker. That you can watch on HBO Max with the subscription because I paid for it. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
we're going to talk about.
Subscription service flexing now.
Flexing. I don't pay for HBO Max. I'm not going to lie.
All right. I thought we. Yeah, I was about
I
to say. We
I don't
lying
pay
now,
for it.
But
it's,
go ahead.
It's included in AT&T, but you don't need to know that.
Yeah. I don't know why you told them that much. Now somebody might try to charge me. Shut up.
Maybe you need to get AT&T so you don't have to pay for HBO Max either.
Last thing AT&T need is promotion. Anyway.
Nobody's promoting them. Anyway, okay. Okay. We talked about Peacemaker, right? We're going to do...
we left off on episode 5. It's the last episode we did.
So. I'm doing my preview.
Go ahead.
Okay. We're going to talk about Peacemaker. We're going to talk about another TV show that we've been enjoying. Well, I've been making him enjoy, but he also enjoys it. We're going to talk a smidgen of wrestling about things that have been happening, predict Elimination Chamber, and then we're going to get into some Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Dragon Ball Z.
I'm probably going to feel miserable, y'all, so I'm sorry. To all my Dragon Ball fans out there, if I embarrass you in any way, I apologize ahead of time. All right.
It should be fine.
I don't know. I it's some stuff, man. Because I already know the deeper they get into, they're going to be obscure. They're going to ask about some stuff from Drax, some details. It's going to be, I already know. They're going to kill me. I already know how it goes, especially in anime. Because there's so much little stuff you can pick from in an anime or a manga series. So, like, I don't know.
It's going to be good. But we're gonna go ahead and talk about episode 6 of Peacemaker, the one that we watched before we were supposed to watch it, but it was still so good.
The one we had to watch because the way episode 5 ended, you know, I was like, you can't leave it there. And, this episode was, everything got real. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Things hit
you know,
the fan.
The drama started to intensify. You know, the story, you know, is not just, it was stepping in kind of into high gear, but like, you know, it wasn't just jokes or wasn't just like banter between the crew. Like, things was getting serious and just, everything that transpired in that episode was just setting up a major showdown, you know? The new Butterfly Army basically was formed or was beginning, you know, because I think at this point they were hunting down Peacemaker at the beginning of episode 6.
Yes, they were.
The cops, and that's when we saw the Butterfly actually take over the Asian woman in the cop. That was a cop there. And that Butterfly was the Butterfly that Peacemaker raised up. What's the name? I can't forget.
That butterfly
name,
was
like,
originally was in Buff Senator whatever? Goff, G-O-F-F. It's too close to your name for you.
So he called him Goff?
Yes.
That's what he called him? Okay, I was just trying to make sure. So Goff. So he's been calling him that. I didn't know. I thought it was Buff for
Buff?
Some reason. I don't know why Buff came into my mind. Because I don't know. I have no good explanation for why. But I knew it ended with elves.
Okay.
So Goff,
double F,
makes it cool. But anyway, yeah. So Goff, the butterfly, basically, raised up, ended up being basically this mastermind of a butterfly army. They go and they take over the whole police precinct
and the prisoners,
you know, and the prisoners that was just with Peacemaker's father, and you know, so that kind of made a butterfly army kinda. And then you had the Nazi crew because his father got his release after snitching on his son. You know what I mean? Just straight up snitched on his
he was
son.
Like, check the fingerprints.
And they checked him, and he got out of jail. Even when they tried to prevent it from him getting out of jail, he still got out. So he was getting his Nazi crew together, and just like I said, it was just and they all was going against Peacemaker, and it was just a bunch of unlucky events. along with the investigation into Butterflies, just led to Peacemaker becoming the most wanted man.
Yep.
Just a lot of unlucky stuff kind of worked out. You know, the Adebayo journal that Waller, which we found out was her mother.
Oh my God.
Right? She kept saying it all casual, like, and it was like, oh, really? So Viola is her mother. Amanda Waller is her mother. So that's what explained how she got mixed up in this. But, you know, he became the most wanted man because of a diary that Waller told him. So basically, they were going to pin all of these murders of officials and all this stuff on Peacemaker and just say he was crazy and thought he was a bunch of aliens.
Yes.
Even though it was a bunch of aliens,
but,
and he was not crazy, and this was a legit organization, and
people gonna end up dead. You know, somebody thing. Got her.
But yeah, he was gonna be the scapegoat after Peacemaker wiped out all of these people, or the and you know, and what we ended up seeing ended up being what the Butterflies were. So, yeah, man, and if it wasn't the most wanted man in the world, it was at least like the most wanted man in the country, and
in that city too,
and definitely in Connecticut, I think, or wherever where they were.
That's where they are.
I think it was Connecticut, but
that's
I could be
trash.
Wrong. No, I think wait, the plates say Washington, so I might go by the actual car plate and say they in Washington somewhere, but I don't know.
Somewhere.
I don't know. They never really explicitly said it.
The actual show is shot in Vancouver, I think. So
it kind of looked Canada,
like Washington.
It looked Canada-ish.
Like Washington.
So Washington would work actually,
yeah.
Based on how it looked. There's a lot of weird area. Where they was at.
Yeah.
But, I just like how we got to that scenario. And then, like I said, at that point, it was just all once I got to the end of episode 6, I was like, it's all about how they execute the last two episodes, which means how they execute what happens with his father and how they execute the whole farm cow, you know, and all of that. And just even Peacemaker's reaction to basically being set up, you know, was needed to be resolved. But at that point, you had three basically major issues. You know, Peacemaker had to get over his personal issues, which kind of go hand in hand with his father.
Yes.
And then you had the trust issues with the crew. You had that element still there.
Yes.
And then you had the actual Butterfly problem. So episode 6 did a good job of just putting everything
on the table.
Yeah. And then also ratcheting up the intensity. So you knew that episode 7 and 8 were going to be important.
Action packed.
Right, and then episode 7 just goes, like, right into it, like, starts off with the scene, finally giving us that full context of how Peacemaker accidentally killed his brother, and we all knew it was going to be his father's fault, but he actually had these kids, like, fighting for their entertainment, bare-knuckle fighting with no holes barred for their entertainment, for the drunk adult entertainment. So, like, he, obviously, Peacemaker father, like we mentioned, just an all-around horrible human being.
Terrible.
And just one of the worst people. You never would want to leave him in the care of anyone because he's just that bad. And the effect it still had on Peacemaker to that day because, like, he was crying basically in the mirror in the opening scene. So it was a fucked up situation to be in. Like, I literally wrote that down. Like, because, like, think about it. You fighting your brother. You know, his brother was, like, basically the only thing that was that made him normal. The reason why Peacemaker was not racist like his father, the reason why Peacemaker is a decent... Or at least decent morally from a stand. Like, he's still a murderer. Like, I've got to put this in the grand system. He's still a murderer and all of that, but he had a moral code and all that because of what happened to his brother.
Yes.
He had his belief system, rock music, like, never a bad time to rock. That comes from rocking and throwing the devil horns and all that.
Licking
the rock and roll with his brother, exactly.
Yeah, it was so, that was a touching scene, like, the reason why, because we all know that Peacemaker could have went a whole different way here.
Yes, he could have been, exactly. He could have been like the villain interpretation of his character.
Yes,
you know,
but
so.
If it wasn't for his brother, who was older than him.
Right.
You know, kind of being that guiding factor, even though he died way too young.
Yes.
And
again, right after his father made him fight him and just so happened that one punch, his brother break out in a seizure and that's it. His father immediately, right after that, was like, "You bleeping this and that, you idiot! Like,
killed
your brother," and like immediately was making Peacemaker hate himself and into a monster basically because of what he did to his brother. And like I said, that hatred just kind of this episode was really, really it went into that and it kind of set us up perfectly for what happened because the chaos began shortly after that opening and. Like, you get the fallout of Adebayo's betrayal with everyone talking. Like, everyone, like, Cena. I mean, I'm calling him Cena, but Peacemaker even realizing that Adebayo was probably the one who put that journal in there because he's like, I'm Peacemaker. Would I ever write a girly journal or whatever you said like that?
Right. With
Yeah, with all that stuff. And it do make sense because it was over the
top.
Like, he had drawings. Yeah, he had collages. Yeah, it was weird. So, like, it was overly done for somebody that's, if you know anything about Chris, if you know anything about Peacemaker, like, it didn't make sense.
It didn't. And
he knew out of body was, like, the only other person besides VH who was in his house. And you know VH didn't.
Well, they were all in his house at one point, right? When they came in with the guns and stuff, telling them to come out. But yes, Adebayo.
I'm talking about the only person of his crew that could have planted that. Yeah, he was the only person that was allowed in there that could have planted that would have been her and Vig, and he knew it wasn't Vig. So knew it wasn't Vigilante because Vigilante wouldn't do it. So
would never. This is also the episode where Mern is murdered.
Yeah, and it was quick and ruthless too. And they you know.
Like, dang, we got a whole episode.
He did kind of like a standoff thing. Yeah, and I really was like, I really was not. I thought he deserved better in a way.
Could have jumped out a window or something.
Yeah.
He saw them downstairs.
He could. I thought he could have made a better escape. But at the same time, you know, it is what it is. He probably was just like, nah, you know, they here now. I don't have the time. So, yeah, I don't know. I like he deserved more.
He was going to die anyway.
It is what it is. And true, you know, because he was actually setting up his entire species.
Food supply.
Yeah, he was setting them up for that to happen. So it didn't make sense for him to die. But it was definitely a surprise. And I wasn't expecting him to be gone like that. He was the leader up to this point. So it did put the whole mission into, you know, chaos. Like, it was like, all right, what do they do next now? So, you know, and I read something about White Dragon, you know, reveal was underwhelming for someone. And I was just like, I don't see how. Right. You know, I disagree because of course, if you was expecting him to do a lot of damage, actually hurt Peacemaker and all that, then maybe that's the only way you can say it was underwhelming. But honestly, I think the pursuit of Peacemaker with him and his off-brand KKK, you know, they made them look dumb. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, yeah, oh like, they looked like idiots. And we all know what, if you believe in that thought process, right, the raccoon thing, just being idiots in general. You know, I didn't mind them looking like idiots because it makes sense for what, if you think about the demographic they're trying to portray here. And also, you know, his father basically begged him to kill him.
Yep.
Once it got down to it, you know, you know, like I said, he was a legit threat. He was flying. Like I said, if you're thinking because he was like a racist Iron Man, he should have had more, like, should have been harder to deal with, then I can understand that. But honestly, I think he got exactly what he deserved because
yes.
It was so cathartic when Peacemaker was beating the hell out of him, you know, before he actually ended up killing him. And, I was like, yes, beat him. Like, we both was cheering. Peacemaker to continue to beat him because it was that cathartic.
I think.
Because he was just like an all-around bad human being to everybody. It didn't really matter. He was just like the worst. And like, we're going to talk about it in episode 8, but like, let's say it this way. Him dying was the best thing he did in my opinion, the whole season.
Yes.
So like, and then like him basically baiting Peacemaker, like, oh yeah, you know, you pussy, you did, like, he was again, the whole season, he talked down to his son in a messed up way. Like, he called him the F word plenty of times. I'm not talking about the good one.
Yes.
I'm not talking about the one that I would use on here.
Yes. He called him that.
He called him a British cigarette.
It's a slur.
Yeah, it's a slur, but it's also in Britain. I think they called him cigarette.
They used to. I don't know if they still do that anymore.
But yeah, they used to say that. So if you know what I mean, you know what I mean. And so he called him that a lot, by the way. Not just once or twice. He used to call him that when he was younger. That's, he called him that.
That's his nickname.
As a matter of fact, yes, exactly, pretty much. So, and like, he didn't believe Peacemaker had, you know, the cojones to hit him, to shoot him. And Peacemaker, spoiler alert, popped him right in the face. And I was so happy. Like, oh, yes, thank you. Because he has been your biggest impediment. Every little issue that Peacemaker have, all this self-hate he had that we were talking about earlier, that comes from his father. All of this shit came from his dad. He was a killer the way he was with the Peacemaker
because of his father.
Because of his dad. His daddy made him a murderer. So, yeah. It was very, very cathartic. I thought that was well done. So, I just really do disagree that it was kind of underwhelming. I thought it was well done. But anyway. Like, and then also, like I said, from the standpoint that Peacemaker's father not only made him, and like I said, he made him kill his brother by putting him in that situation. He made him kill his brother. And also, he made him kill his father. So his whole entire family, everyone he knows and loves, you know, we can assume mother passed away too or left. You know, Peacemaker has basically killed everybody in his family at this point.
Yeah, he may have killed his mom because, you know, she may have died during childbirth. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that. They didn't really mention whether she left or she died. And maybe they did and I just missed it. But
no, they didn't.
Either way it goes, yeah, we don't necessarily know anything about his mother. But, yeah, so, like I said, it was just well done to me. I don't think it was anything wrong with anything he did. And then, like I said, in episode 8, his contribution to episode 8 was great also. So we'll get to that. But anyway, the episode just continued to lead us right into that final conflict, especially once his father was gone. And with the whole, you know, eagerly hugging him
at the vet
and making Adebayo consider and continue on with the mission. Like, all that was cool, and I liked the way it was resolved. And again, just basically just doing a masterful job of tackling multiple things at once. Like, we went from where I told you right after episode 6 where there was multiple things that happened. And I think he did a good job of getting his personal stuff and the father conflict out of the way. So they basically ended up to where the only thing left to resolve was the butterfly conflict.
Butterfly and the Adebayo issue.
And, yeah, and technically him and Adebayo's relationship still needed to be mended. So, yeah. So they went from 4 things to 2 things in episode 7, and they got 2 more things they had to solve by the end of episode 8. Actually, they almost added another thing to solve, too, with the tease here. But anyway, episode 8 was the finale. And, man, what a finale it was. I just thought it put a perfect little bow. Like, overall, I thought this whole episode just put a nice little bow on the season. Or, like I said, even if this was final, if this is it, this is a little nice little bow on the season. And, like, it was, they had the final mission to complete. And just what a final mission it was, you know? The scene highlighting the mind state that Peacemaker is in, envisioning his father now out there in the forest, and like how that kind of conveniently helped him find the Peacemaker helmet, while at the same time he did look crazy because he basically tried to kill a tree thinking it was his dad. But, you know, in his mind, he did kill his dad again. So basically ever since he killed his father, he has been not able to sleep, and he has been basically killing his father at different times whenever he pops up to get rid of him. So it's like he kills his father over and over and over. So basically, even in death, his father will haunt him, and he will have to deal with that until he forgives himself for what happened to his brother. I think that's the deeper meaning probably behind it. Yeah. He still haven't forgave himself for what happened to his brother. So his father kind of still even haunts him in the afterlife. Maybe that's just me looking deeper, but I think that'll be a cool way to kind of resolve it if they do have a future. To resolve his father popping up in his head, he probably would need to finally come to grips and forgive himself for what happened to his brother. But, yeah, like I said, the use of the Sonic Boom helmet to, like, knock down a lot of the numbers and also to basically put the big cow into a bind and put everything, you know, put all the butterflies on the defensive. Like, I love the way they used that helmet. I thought it was just, you know, genius. I didn't even expect that out of him, but it was kind of cool. And it's a great way to do it when you're going against – at least 100 people, and you got 5, four. So, like, I thought that was cool how they did that. And then just how their plan came together and, you know, the drama of the entire team pretty much put in some close-to-dead situations, like everybody. Like, once they finally went after the butterflies and the shootout happened, you get Hardcore going down. You got Vigilante got hit and went down first, you know. And then Adebayo had her moment. Like, I loved her. Made for this shit, not only the comment, but that scene of her just kind of going crazy and
pop, pop, pop.
You know, and just, yeah, I loved it. It was dope because we had, like, we mentioned before that she's not cut out for this. But at
she
that point,
at a shelter,
like,
she
was,
animal,
yeah,
shelter.
Before that, her mother her mother got her into that job. She was at an animal shelter.
And, you know,
she was not cut out for that.
Not to jump forward, but all the stuff that her mother put her through, I would definitely do what Adebayo did at the end of this episode.
Yeah, and toward the end, yes. But
you could have gave me a desk job, Mom.
Exactly. God. Definitely could have gave her something that was less putting her in danger. So it just showed you what you thought. Like you said, what you thought of your daughter, or like the way you wanted to use people. But like I said, everybody on the team was put in some bad situations. And Adebayo basically saves the day, a little bit, but also saved Quarkor from becoming a butterfly. That's important. And then also end up being the one who killed the queen, killed the cow. You know, even though it was, of course, with Peacemaker's activation of the human torpedo helmet.
The dangerous helmet.
That very dangerous
helmet. Oh, girl got spinal cord injury. I don't care what nobody said. Like, she is not okay.
Yeah, it should be
she
something
hit a wall.
She'll be something wrong.
Head first.
They know sold. They would. They know sold a lot of stuff. You know, even you know, we got a lot of stuff not explained because when economist broke his leg, he come by the end. He got a slit already.
A splint.
A splint. I mean, I said slit.
When did he have
a slit? Like in a dress? Like a slit? A splint.
When did he have time?
Like, how the hell did he get a splint? Who had a splint on hand? Right.
Like
his leg was fucked up. Like before that, his leg was elf. Like it was out. It was out of him, man.
Gash.
Right. But anyway.
No drugs.
exactly. Yeah. No pain pills. Nothing. Nothing.
So many issues. So many issues there.
You know, but I was surprised because. Like I mentioned earlier, the butterfly that he took, I told you it would come back though, because that butterfly made that peace sign in the with the goo at the time. You know what I mean? Goff made that peace sign meaning something.
Yeah.
So Goff making the pitch, and then like that I told you also the judo master believed in them, and he was trying to tell them early in the series before they had a fight.
No,
he's trying to explain it.
No, they come in peace. Like no, they don't.
They won't, you know, they're not, blah, blah, blah. And he couldn't even get it out. And I knew that would come back, and then he did. And we finally get an explanation of what their goal was. And honestly, after she explained it, me and you both looked at each other like, nah, we ain't joining. Because, like, you just want to control it. Like, don't, just because you came from a world and y'all was about to go extinct there, and then you come here and you found out that we going down the same path. And now you want to control us to stop us. Yeah, that sound all noble and stuff, but you should have asked first before you pulled up.
How about? Because
we would have, your average earthling would have told you that this planet is fucked up. It's a lot of stuff that we deal with that we wish we didn't have to deal with on this planet. I can just go down a list of them.
Oh, yes.
But then you get here and then you start telling us that, oh, yeah, y'all listen to leaders and do this and y'all ignoring the earth. The earth's degrading because leaders are telling y'all to ignore it and all of this type of stuff. And just
also,
like, hold on.
What were they?
If you would have asked us, we would have told you we running this place into the ground.
Yeah, we know.
We already know that we running the planet into the ground.
But what she said, I just realized that. So what were y'all going to do after 100 years when that cow died?
Yeah, and that's another thing. What were they going to do? Like, did they have any plans to populate more cows, have more cows? They couldn't have, because I don't know how long they had this one down here, and they didn't.
That's fair.
They weren't impregnating it, or what? Is it even possible?
Is it even possible?
To impregnate it? Like, how did y'all get, y'all can transport it and get here around the country, but y'all can't transport back to your, well, I don't know, is the planet already blew up, so y'all don't have any more cows?
It's already dead, yeah.
So the planet already blew up, they don't have any more cows. So they was going to die after 100 years anyway.
I mean.
Even in our heads, they was going to die off.
Right.
With that logic, if we think about it deeper.
So why?
But
why?
I guess that's why they're trying to mass produce it.
Maybe that's a plot hole.
It is kind of, I guess. But then again, we don't know. They could, with aliens, they can explain anything. Oh, we got a cloning mechanism. You know, they can explain all types of stuff.
If they got a cloning mechanism, then why do they have to take over people's bodies?
I'm with you, but I'm just saying.
I mean, communication is a key. Y'all could just say, hey.
This is a great thing in comics. When you got a new race, you can make up something on the fly.
Gotcha.
That's just how it works. I'm not trying to say it is because we don't even know if butterflies will exist. Because the way this ended, we only got one left, and that's Goff. And that's because Peacemaker.
Too.
And yeah, and exactly. Based on how much goo left that Peacemaker had, Goff ain't gonna make it.
Nope.
So even though he still by the end was feeding him, and then having his father sit next to him at the end of that scene too, it was just so poetic. Because like I said, he gonna live with that. He gonna have to deal with his father being a part of him forever. Ain't no escaping it. So that was kind of a symbolism. Now even Judo Master crying about all the butterflies.
It's like, oh man,
like he's so hurt because he believed in them.
But
right,
he wasn't gonna see the impact of that anyway. Like we all talk about the environment and save the trees or whatever. But we've done thousands of years of damage.
Yeah.
And most of us,
I like that Justice League reference too. By the way, that Justice League reference. And having Momoa in there and the Flash to actually be there.
That's what they can afford.
We know Supes wasn't there, no Wonder Woman, but don't really, they had their silhouette, so they were there.
We don't even know what incarnation of Batman we getting.
Yeah, he wasn't even there. Bats didn't show up. But it makes sense for Bats not to show up after what Peacemaker said about it. I don't think they would get along.
But he said the whole screwing the fish thing to Aquaman's face.
Aquaman is more reasonable than Batman.
But he also know he's screwing a fish.
So, like I said, Aquaman's more reasonable than Batman.
Fair enough.
I'm just saying.
Arrow wasn't there.
Of course.
Y'all get that when y'all watch it.
Yeah, when you get that joke, you'll get it. But anyway, like I said, this is just, the way everything wrapped up and the way everything played out was cool. Like I said, if this was the end of it, I think it put a nice bow on the series. And if it's not, which I'm hoping it's not, because I'm very invested in what they've done here. Like, I really enjoyed season one. You know what I mean? I hope it's a season two. But because, you know, it's plenty of, like I said, the likable characters. And the only problem I'm having about that is that's the only reason why I can see them doing one is because of how likable everybody is. What is the conflict? Where do you even go here from now? Because, like I said, they kind of wrapped up everything. Like, even the butterfly, it would make sense for it not to be another butterfly again because Golf is going to be the last
one. They have no food.
Right. They have no food now. They have nothing to stabilize them, you know. So, where do you go from here when it comes to that, like, the only, like, thing you could say is that maybe Judo Master get pissed and then, like, you have that. But, like, it's like.
He can die.
Like, that's just a fight. Right. He can take a bullet and actually die. If they just didn't kill him, even though he was hard. He obviously harder to kill than he
looked. They done did all types of stuff. Somebody
but he's so likable now. I don't want him to come back and be, like, just some villain all of a sudden.
Nah.
So, it's like, what would they do? Do they need another otherworldly conflict? Like, would it work? It could be done. Like I said, I can make a lot more cases to say that it's probably over than it is. Then I can make cases for it coming back. But either way it go, I enjoyed it and I gotta give them the pop. And that was our Peacemaker review.
30 minutes. Wow.
I knew it was gonna take a little while because I wrote a lot, but I wanted to make sure I got everything out because the way I really got into this series. And next. I'm not gonna spoil what we're gonna tackle and say when we're gonna do it, but I do have plans. We're gonna have to put everything in motion and figure out when and how and whatever. And I need to look and see how they seasons were locked up, but we'll see. But we're definitely gonna do this some more. I think you're right. You enjoyed watching and reviewing other things besides wrestling, right?
Yeah,
that was cool.
Definitely made life a little. You know, we don't normally get to watch TV anymore, so. It kind of made me nostalgic a little bit to just have something to weekly check into instead of watching a show that's already stopped airing and trying to catch up on it, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah, it was definitely cool to try to keep up with it and just keep things going and watching it, like you said, these last few weeks. And like I said, I enjoyed the process. And speaking of TV, let's go ahead and get into the series that you tried to make me watch, you know, let's go and talk about it. Right, not tried to make me watch, but made me watch. And then not even just
background.
You. The internet tried to make me watch
it,
too.
Okay, so, like, I saw all these ads for Abbott Elementary on, like, Twitter and TikTok and all of this stuff. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to watch it. We're going to see. I said it about that other show, that Nicole Byer show, Grand Crew. I was like, all right, I'm seeing all these ads. Obviously, my phone has a demographic of some sort, so I'm going to just go ahead and watch it. And we'll see how it is. So I watched the first episode of Abbott Elementary, and I loved it. Because one of the things that you and I talk about is we want to have a show that just has people doing, well, not just people, but black people doing regular stuff.
Yeah.
Like.
And it's not even just that. It's like, it's regular stuff, but not attached, not needing to have drama or trauma attached to it also. Like, because it's people, it's black people, it shows black people doing regular stuff or supposedly, but they're not lighthearted. They're not necessarily avoiding some of the tropes that I believe that exist in a lot of our media and like the content that we put out that's supposed to be tailored towards black people.
Perfect
like,
example. What was it called? Harlem? Harlem. The show about, everybody keeps saying it's Sex in the City for black people. But it was a lot of trauma on that show. And I was like, where is all of the fun? I thought we were just talking about sex in New York. And y'all are just a group of girls that just hang out and get together and all of that stuff. Like, you know, navigating love in New York. Nah, that was not what that was. I was lied to. Y'all lied to me.
But a lot of shows are like that. It's not even just the newer ones. Like, it doesn't matter what you do. It's like, we only can be portrayed in certain ways. We only can have certain types of problems here. like whenever it's, I've never even seen it, so I might be judging something that, you know, out of its context. But every time I see Tyler Perry's The Oval, I just be like, why the hell is the why is the something as important as the damn Oval Office got so much bullshit going on if you look at these trailers? Like, I'm talking about just out of this world type drama for some reason. Y'all are supposed to be professionals. But I'm not saying this stuff don't go on at workplaces across America and all this type of stuff. But it's just overdone is what I'm trying to say. It's like it's a lot. I can go down leaps. If I mention any of the tropes that I'm talking about, we can just go down a list of movies that got them. List of TV shows that have it. And, you know, we also have this post-2020 thing of shows always trying to enlighten viewers and all this type of stuff. And I have no problem with that. That's fine if it's done right and if it's done in a certain way. But and it's and also if it's some obscure. But I'm sick of trying to educate people on stuff they should already know or they can seek out for themselves. Like, I don't necessarily need that in my TV show. So again, when you point out that it was something normal, something lighthearted, something that you don't have to take so seriously, but it also gives you a cast that represents, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Us, like, nah. It was great. And then also we liked the Black Lady Sketch Comedy Show. And that's when I first, that's not my first introduction to Quinta Brunson. That created this and the star in Abbott Elementary.
I know her from like BuzzFeed.
Like, she's done other things also, right? Done things before that, but when I saw her on there and then she left that show, they mentioned that she had a project, or they mentioned that she had something that was gonna scheduling conflict was something that was gonna let her be creatively free. So you look at it and you see, wow, that's what this is. And people could have led with that, and I would have actually checked it out before all of this. Oh, it's like a black school version of The Office. Oh, it's like this and that. Just watch it. I promise you should just watch it, and you'll like it and all that. And because I hate being, look at it. You need to look at this. Blah, blah, blah. I hate that. That's why I ain't never seen Game of Thrones. Like, I don't follow trends just because y'all tell me something is supposed to be good. But I was definitely intrigued by this. And like I said, once I found out Quinta created it, and all, I was like, oh, hell yeah. Now I really want to watch it. Not only and then, like you said, we watched it, and we just genuinely enjoy it. It's the little things, you know. It's something like in the Rose Reese episode we saw, because I think it's a newer episode than even the one that we've seen.
Yes,
probably.
It is.
So we need to go watch that one. But the most recent episode we saw, like, just the way Tyler, the guy who, you know, everybody hates Chris. Y'all would know him when you see him. But the way he was just, the way he talked about planting in the beginning. And then, like, he had a minimum role in that episode, really, in the grand problem of the episode. But I promise you, every scene about planting and the way he talked about it and his mannerisms and all of that and what he said, was like, all the plants were going to die if he wouldn't.
He wouldn't.
Like, just the way he did that was just so perfect. But that's why I love that show, because it'd be the little thing. It's the little things they say, the microaggression, the crazy-ass principle. Who somehow is running the show, even though she is beyond incompetent.
If you remember, she running it because she blackmailing people.
Yes. Like, Tyler is actually qualified for the job.
Yes, he was supposed to get that job
as the principal, but now he's just a substitute teacher under that idiot because she,
who is sexually harassing him.
Yes. Like, she's the worst, but also hilarious.
She's an idiot, the worst, too. But the best.
Yeah, exactly. The worst, but also the best. Like I said, everybody in the cast fulfills a role, and I think so far they just hit it out the park. And I think I haven't heard anyone say anything bad about it.
Well, I've heard people say bad, but they of a certain demographic.
Really? Okay. Well, I don't be seeing it. So
yeah.
That show you who matters.
It's people who are teachers that feel as though the show is not adequately representing what it's like to be a teacher.
It's a television show.
Do you think
The Office adequately shows how it actually is like working in a cubicle? No, because that shit would be boring.
Yes, but it's not all teachers. I don't want to make it seem like it's all teachers.
Know.
Like I said, certain demographic people.
I don't care. I just want to say that if that's your argument, it's a trash argument. Because it's not a television show. If we show you what people who actually work in a special victims unit do on a daily basis, you would hate it. You would not like Law and Order.
No, they
dramatized the hell out of it to make it interesting.
Those detectives are not running after people.
No, they're not.
On rooftops.
You don't have old girl fighting out, like having brawls with people. So I saw one time she was beating the hell out of this one rapist dude or whatever. And I'm just like, that's not the way they do this. You can't do this to nobody. I don't care. Again, anyway, I'm leaving it alone. But yeah, we just wanted to give it its flowers because we love it. And like, I haven't, like I said, I don't care. Even if people are saying something bad about it, I don't have a bad thing to say about it because it's been enjoyable in every way possible.
Yeah.
And also, you also don't get that many perspectives of that, of us in schools anyway, too. Like, our type of schools, the public school system, that's another thing I like about it, if you see what I'm trying to say. Like, I remember the Fresh Prince was in school, but it was in a private school, if you see what I'm trying to say.
You don't get
like,
that representation at all.
Like, a lot of, like, it's Saved by the Bell. Like, I can think of shows that was set in schools, but it wasn't necessarily Steve Harvey. Now, there you go. Steve Harvey was another good one that did a public school. I'm just trying to think, but it's few, like, they few and far in between is the point I'm trying to make.
Oh, yeah.
Where we kind of talking about the education system with our, and even in that, even in the Steve Harvey show, look at what they were, PE teachers. Jazz teacher, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They weren't in those positions that, you know, in those vital teaching positions. I mean, always, it was nice to get a black woman principal, but
it's
but again, it was a public school, and they were older, they always were talking
older students.
Right, exactly.
Older
and
students.
Then it was high school. Yeah, now in this case, we're in younger school, so it was
elementary.
Different. It's different. Yeah, we're in elementary, so now it's different in so many, in a lot of different ways, in my opinion, from your average comedy. Like, it got stuff in common with The Office, but it's different.
Yes.
It's you know, it got stuff in common with other shows, but it's different. So I just check it out, man. Just give it a chance, and I think everybody will enjoy it. Maybe we could do a review of like the next season. I think we're like too deep into this one for me to want to go back.
We have literally so, 2 episodes left, and then they're on hiatus. Which
so
is
we may just do season 2 or something with one that we can actually plan for. But either way it go, I like it, and I just wanted to make sure we gave them
their
acknowledgement, because especially now that we're getting more into like what's actually on television now, it's, you know, got to give them their flowers. It's well deserved.
Right. And I can tell now that we're the demographic of people that are watching television, because when I was younger in high school, whatever, I was like, nah, I want to binge watch this. I cannot binge watch to save my life.
And you don't have time now.
Exactly. Anyway, so we're going to move on.
Not really.
We're
going
to talk about wrestling. So this past week, some notable headlines. Cody and Brandi Rhodes have left All Elite Wrestling.
We know that for sure. Now, where they going?
We don't know. They might continue to work with TNT with their reality TV show. Cody's got the Go Big show.
And they renewed, so he will be there.
So he
will be there.
So how that will play into whatever their new business ventures are going to be, you know.
And they also reported that, you know, Cody and the crew have been in contact with
Connecticut,
and we've also hear that Vince apparently have big plans for Cody. We don't know what the hell that mean. Big plans don't
not
mean jack. The way plans change around there, like plans change around there too much for that to mean anything. But honestly, I believe it when I see it, because it just seemed like such a fucking 180, bro. Like, this dude was talking about unions and revolutions, and like, he was the face of that. He unnecessarily hit a Triple H throne with a sludgehammer.
Yeah.
And at the first, I think that was the first pay-per-view, but
yeah,
one of
all
the first
out,
pay-per-view.
All
yeah.
in, one of them.
Maybe I'm tripping or not, but he literally was throwing shots at them on purpose. So it's like,
yeah.
You know, he said that stuff about Bayley out of nowhere that time.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, real, like, why? All right, everybody playing a character, Cody. Anyway, that's when people started to be like, hold on, Cody, you tripping.
Not Cody.
That's when they started.
Not Cody. Cody's real all the time.
Yeah, oh, Cody ain't playing a character. That's another thing. What if Vince tell you to turn heel, Cody? What you gonna do then?
Oh, also,
what you gonna do then, Cody, the Coldster? I don't know what's gonna happen, but this is either way it goes, this is a big deal. I don't know what's gonna happen. How this is gonna play out? And they also claim that he leaving because of like a loss of booking power. And I'm just like, if that's true, he damn sure ain't going to WWE because he's not gonna get it there.
Right.
So, anyway.
Also, I saw on Twitter that we were just talking about them the other day. EC3 and Adam, they have started their own wrestling promotion.
That's why they haven't signed anywhere.
It's called CYN, or Control Your Narrative, and they already have a show booked. I think it's in Dallas.
Yeah, I'm really proud of EC3. EC3 is my round of applause, my boy EC3. I love
EC3. They have a TV deal also. That's what he said. They have a TV deal. So,
oh, man.
They're serious.
We were just talking about him, and I was like, you know, I haven't heard much from Adam or whatever, what he's doing, but I knew that him and I knew him and EC3 was together in the whole group. So I also didn't know how far this control your own narrative stuff go. But hey, I'm not mad at it. You know, a lot of people, I'm pretty sure with all these releases and how just trash and how I feel like we need a union, like in the wrestling community and all that type of stuff. I'm not going to be surprised when more wrestlers not funding money. AEW will probably make you believe in anything, right? Like make you believe that anything is possible if you got the funding. Right, yeah. If you got the funding, anything can do it. And like you, and if you get, you know, wrestling fans are really loyal. Like even if you don't have a TV deal, you can go to Fight TV or get one of these Fight Pass subscription places to put your pay-per-views on. Like they, like, at Gallows and Anderson when they had their show and they just put it on Fight TV for nothing, like, you know what I mean? Like, not for nothing, but they made you pay, but you know what I'm trying to say. You just
put it
up there, and it doesn't need a channel or anything to ship through.
Right.
You can just ship it out digitally. Stream. Yeah, you just stream it. So, yeah, I think that's really cool. I don't know how that's going to play out, but that's cool, and shout out to them for that. Let's get into this other news, and therefore, let's put these two headlines together. Let's put Shawn in there with.
Yeah, okay. So, Stone Cold Steve Austin and Shawn Michaels are rumored to be returning to WrestleMania this year, probably. Shawn is supposed to be going up against AJ Styles in a dream match.
Which is a match we won years ago, by the way.
Stone Cold is supposed to be going up against Kevin Owens.
Because Kevin Owens is disrespecting Texas now after talking about how much he loved Texas. I wonder where this was going and where that Texas rant a few weeks ago, why that happened. And if this is leading up to a match or even a standoff or a battle of the stunners with Austin and Mania. I don't think it may not lead to a match because I don't know if Austin really wants to come back and bump and do all that. But it definitely probably at the very least is going to be like a segment.
Yes.
At WrestleMania.
Yes.
Like where he ended up getting stunned or something like that. But we'll see. I don't know. And then as far as Michaels and Styles go, I was hoping we got some type of tease for Edge versus Style. I would prefer that because they're actually available and it makes sense.
Yeah.
Instead of making Michaels come out of retirement and again possibly ruining his legacy. But this is one-on-one. And it's with AJ, so we know he can get a good match out of it. So it won't be like that debacle that
we don't talk about.
That's technically his last match right now. I do think he do need to wipe that. The Undertaker did it too. You got to wipe that taste out of your mouth, man. You don't want that to be your last match.
No better person to do
Triple
it.
Triple H going to come back and do it too, probably.
No better person to do it with the AJ, right?
Yeah, that's a safe bet.
You know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be good.
And I think Michaels shouldn't be like so behind the times that he went. Now I don't think he's gonna look the same. Like get ready,
oh, he gonna be
won't
bald.
Look the same. It won't look the same, guy. But
he need to get his knees replaced before he try to get in that ring again.
Yeah, it's gonna be. We'll see. But I don't know. Sting is killing it, right? Sting is another guy who older thought was done, even though Sting hasn't stopped ever. Sting though, that's the thing about Sting. Like even when he was before he came to WWE. The only time he stopped was when they said he couldn't wrestle anymore. Before that, he was in Impact. He was moving around, doing what he do. So
moving and shaking.
Yeah. So Sting is a little bit of a special case, in my opinion. But we'll see. I think it's funny to me that this is what happens. We all know what this is. Let's just be honest with you. WWE is desperate. They don't believe in the future. You see what's going on with Big E. Y'all see what Cesaro is. Nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found.
You know?
Nowhere to be found.
Shinsuke Nakamura. I just got on a list of people who just who cares? They don't believe in what's coming when it comes to them. Hell, they even pushing Seth Rollins out the way it feels like right now.
They are.
So they'll do anything to make WrestleMania a big card. And if they just have to plaster a bunch of names on it, and they just in Texas, like you said, you mentioned that maybe ticket sales aren't going as planned. Or weren't selling out as fast as they hoped.
Oh yeah, people are gonna wait to make that. Even though it's WrestleMania,
we don't know the card. We just found out after the Royal Rumble that y'all didn't even know what y'all gonna do for WrestleMania.
Yes.
So why? If you don't have the money, or if you only people that are doing this diehard people who already have the money and they was gonna go anyway. You know, some people who go to WrestleMania yearly. It don't matter the card; they gonna be there.
Yeah.
Those people are the only people that I can see already buying it. Because other than that, you don't know what the hell you buying for.
Right, and that's even like because we thought about it, and then you as time went on, as decisions were being made, we was like, maybe we need to hold off and see like what they're putting together.
No way, it was no way after I watched day one, I was gonna just do that, and that's and like and you was right, we weren't sure before day one. Even when Big E is champion, I was like, I don't know, man, what they're going to do. Right. Right. So it's like, yeah, it's hard. No, we don't need, I know how much it costs and how taxing it is. You got to basically throw a whole weekend or whatever, and a Monday. You got to throw a whole week away. You got to be able to have your money together. Like, WrestleMania can be an exhausting, even though it can be an exciting event, it can be exhausting. So I think the card, everything has to be what you want. For them. And then it's 2 days now. So when last time we went to a Mania, it was one night.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, it was.
It was going to be 2 days this time. Jesus. So it was going to be even worse. Oh. And, you know, we're not sure what the card is. But anyway, I wouldn't be surprised if they land one of these, Michaels or Austin. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. They both going to end up there, most likely.
Oh, yeah.
It's Mania and it's in Texas. They're going to end up there. Undertaker will be there, too. Hall of Fame. They're going to be there. But
no better place to induct them than in Texas, I see.
Of course. Of course. By the way, congrats to Mr. Callaway. I don't think I need to. At this point, Do I need to talk about this? It's over with. He was already in there. His induction, you'll say 2022, but he's been in there. You could have put him in there in like 05, 04.
Yeah, while he was still going.
When he came back buried alive at that time, you could have just put him in there then that year, WrestleMania 20. All
right. speaking of money grabs, we're going to talk about the Elimination
Saudi
Chamber.
Let's get the Saudi show out the way.
Predict that. So, first up, we got Rey Mysterio versus The Miz. Are you interested, and who are you picking?
It hasn't been a bad build. I don't mind it. And I think Rey and Miz are two of those veteran guys that I think they actually have a decent match. Shouldn't be bad. I'm going with Ray, just because The Miz usually don't win in some of these spots, but part of me feel like that would help him win in this one because Ray also hasn't been like, it ain't like Ray is like unstoppable. So it's believable that The Miz could get the upper hand and win. But since they're in Saudi Arabia, Ravia is what I just said, Ravia. Saudi Arabia sound hard though. Like that's where they rave
no,
at.
No, no, no.
Sorry. Anyway.
no.
No, didn't work? Didn't land.
His views are all his own. We do not share the same.
That was a
views.
Joke. You think the Saudis listen to the show?
You're saying that word way too much.
Saudis?
Say your prediction. You said it was Rey Mysterio, but you think it's
I said it again.
It's The Miz?
Hell no, it's Rey. I'm going with Rey. We would be believable if The Miz won. I'm going with Rey. But they're in Saudi Arabia. This episode going to be named Saudi Arabia.
Please don't. Please don't.
Okay, I won't
There's
do that.
There's enough.
I won't do that. But, yeah, anyway, Ray is going to win the match. I just think the babyface would be a good choice to go over here. But, well, I don't know. We'll see.
It's a glorified house show, remember?
That's what I was thinking, but it might not be that anymore.
It's not anymore because they've, instead of just having little matches.
It's a premium live event
specific,
now.
Shut up. Instead of having premium matches specific, or damn it. Instead of having shows that were like Super Showdown and stuff like that.
Like a wrestling only fan.
They're making actual pay-per-views at the locations. I don't think that it's a glorified live show anymore.
No, but they act. Oh, yes, they are. Because everything is a premium live event now. Moving on.
A falls count anywhere between Drew McIntyre and Madcap Moss.
Why are we talking about this?
Falls count anywhere.
Madcap Moss is going to get destroyed, and he may get stabbed. That's the only way I can build these shows
up. Okay. Ronda Rousey and Naomi.
I'm just saying, whenever you put Drew in a match with no rules, why don't he just try to stab somebody? You're going to win every time. He got a sword, y'all.
Ronda Rousey and Naomi versus Charlotte and Sonya.
Oh, the baby faces again. Naomi and Ronda going over.
Nah, Charlotte.
Sonya about to take that arm bar again. Again. About to have both arms in a sling.
All right. Where's the Raw tag team?
She better not be. She's going to be out there slinging in this match. I'm going to be mad, bro.
We just disrespectful. SmackDown. What?
The women's tag
Where's
titles?
The Raw tag team
the
titles?
The Raw tag titles. Who are. Oh. Alpha Academy, they got more important things to do, like
they don't.
Ride scooters and you know
the SmackDown tag titles on the line between the Usos and the Vikings. I'm not calling them the other thing. They're just
that's
the
gonna
Vikings.
Be a good chance. That's gonna be a good match. Should be if
Who
they
you got?
Allowed to do what they want to do. I'm taking Us, man. I think Usos should at least ride this out to WrestleMania with the belt. I think them and Roman, If they're going to lose it, they should just wait till Mania to do it. But I don't think you should do it now. That's the one thing about this road to WrestleMania. Most title matches, like, really? Why are you changing the belt now?
But that's fair.
I'll get to that later. We actually
probably what about this one? This is a wild card. The Raw Women's Title, Becky versus Lita. Since Ronda chose to fight Charlotte, I mean, it can go either way here. Becky doesn't have to win. Lita could be champ. She got another run in her.
That's what she said. You're gonna carry on her delusion.
I'm just telling you what she said.
There's no way the man should lose here to Lita. The man has to keep the belt here, in my opinion, especially if what I believe is going to happen in the women's chamber is going to happen. But who knows? Like, Vince don't care what I think.
Nope. Speaking of the women's chamber, who you got? You got
I got Belair. Bianca Belair. I'm just going to go ahead. We don't even got to do the feel. I mean, if you want to.
Okay.
You can give everybody a reaction. I've got Bianca Belair before we even go there.
Olivia Morgan.
Yeah.
Rhea Ripley.
Who the hell is
Olivia Morgan?
Oh, Liv.
Piper Niven.
For some reason, I said, that's Alexa's real name? Like, hell, she do like an Olivia. Oh, Alexa's like an Olivia.
Nikki, the almost superhero / supervillain.
Nikki in there, good for her.
Versus Alexa Bliss.
I didn't even know she was in there. Hell no, Nikki ain't with Rhea in there.
I said Rhea Ripley.
Okay, I'm making sure.
But Ripley's, believe it or not.
Rhea is my third place winner.
Who your second place
Alexa,
winner?
Alexa, just because she just knew, like.
Oh, okay.
She a wild card. She entered last, like. I don't know if it's going to be DDT. Well, I think she was doing DDT.
It is.
She was doing a DDT with the other Alexa. What was she doing?
She was Sister Mary Joseph.
Sister Mary Joseph. She was Abigailing. So, yeah. Never mind. Yeah, she's probably going to bring back the DDT. So, yeah, you never know with that version of Alexa. It may not be much of a throwback. It might be a whole new take on Alexa. I don't know. But you see what I'm trying to say.
I don't know. Let's see. We got
that's warped, a wild card.
Warped personality. What about... Big Ro versus the Goldie.
I'm never picking Goldberg for anything he does and for the rest of his career in that company unless they make him fight. Unless they bring back Lars Sullivan and Jackson Ryker and then they make him fight them. Who in the company that deserves hate? Like, is it anybody in the company that I really detest?
No.
I probably would cheer for Grayson Waller over Goldberg at this point. I don't even know. I don't like Grayson Waller. I don't.
What about
he on that shit list?
Von Wagner.
Ooh, I hate Von Wagner. That's a good one. Goldberg, I might cheer for Goldberg. He fight Von Wagner because Von Wagner makes me sick.
We're gonna move on.
These people gonna listen. Like, what is your personal beef against these people? I'm not. I don't have a personal thing against nobody. I'm talking about their characters on television. People. Wagner is boring. Last. Yawn when he come on.
Okay, I can't.
That was disrespectful. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's definitely his fault. He has no personality.
None.
He stands there. You know that caveman.
That's why they put Rob Stone with him to try to have somebody who can talk. He definitely looks like a caveman.
The caveman from the Geico commercial.
The Geico commercial. Yep.
They had more personality than them.
He looks like a Neanderthal, and I know that's probably bad. That's like offensive to somebody probably, but he definitely.
He has,
I don't like Von Wagner.
He has primal features.
Don't make me do this to Von Wagner.
He has primal features.
Yes, he does.
Primitive features. It's fine.
They try, and then the worst part is they try to do whatever they can to make him interesting. So, like, lately he's just been attacking people and whooping. I'm like, I don't care who you make him beat up. I don't like you. All right, I'm going.
Last, we have the Elimination Chamber match for the WWE Championship. Bob Lash.
Von Wagner.
Brock Les. AJ
Brock
Styles.
Les. Brock Les. Ew.
Seth Rolls, Matthew, and Austin Theory.
You could have said Riddles.
The Riddler.
The Riddler. Obviously. I just give up. I gave up on trying to hope that he going to book it the way I would like it to happen. So, yeah, everybody knows. I mean, let's just get this out the way now. I want Bobby Lashley to retain. But let's just be real. Brock Lesnar is going to win this match, and they're going to do the stupid double title match that they've been telegraphing for the last few weeks because Vince McMahon does not care what I want or like. I'm hoping I'm wrong. If Bobby wins, I'm going to celebrate like I predicted that he won.
They have another month, right?
They do. They really do. But I just Brock, they want a double title match, and I don't think they're going to throw Bobby in a match with Roman. So if they don't do that,
Brock is the
I could be wrong when they decide not to do it. Yeah, he's supposed to fight Roman.
He ran the
Royal Rumble. He won the Royal Rumble.
I was about to say he ran the gauntlet.
Yeah. Jeez, wow, geez. What an understatement of what he did.
It's an overstatement. He came out at 30. He did not run a gauntlet of any sort.
Yeah, but I mean, winning the Royal Rumble is supposed to be a bigger deal. But I get what you're saying. You're right. But it was more than like five people. Most people in a gauntlet match is like five people.
You throw them over the top rope.
I'm not finna do this with you. Anyway, the point is, you're right. Go ahead, you're right. The point I'm making about, what was I making? What are we talking about
now?
You were
saying that Vince don't want you to have
Bobby. Oh, yeah, no, it's over with.
Continue to retain.
I don't know. I hope I'm wrong. Please let Bobby retain. Mm-hmm. I'm begging you. But I don't pick against, I'm not, whenever Brock Lesnar is inserted or something, I just don't pick against him no more. Because I don't care. I'm done picking against Brock Lesnar. So, this is probably me just conceding. Because I want Bobby Lashley to win. I'm going to make sure I say this to everybody else who, hey, I was rooting for Bobby. I don't care what you heard on this show. But anyway, we're done with that. Elimination Chamber, that's wrapped up. That's going to be at like in the middle of a Saturday, so I'm not going to be watching it live. I'll probably watch it Saturday night, Sunday morning. Who knows? Who cares? Anyway, we will probably review it or look at some of the things that happened. You know, at least talk about the fallout, depending on what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll come back to that. Let's go ahead and let's get this out of the way. I'm not expecting to do much. We've already talked an hour, so watch this. We'll see if I can last, but let's do this, man. I do want to try to be a millionaire, Dragon Ball Z edition. Go ahead and get my pop, y'all. Oops, I did not need you, Can. Thank you. The Can wanted to say, hey. No, I'm just clumsy. Okay.
Ooh, you're just clumsy. All right.
What's the first? Let's go.
We're going to throw you a lob, all right? You're not going to play no music?
I don't have any. I told you, I don't have any million. Who wants to be a millionaire in music?
For $100.
I mean, I could cut some off.
No. It's cool. It's cool.
You don't want that.
For $100, who is Chi-Chi in relation to Goku? The answer choices are, is Chi-Chi his wife, his cousin, his sister, or his mother? 30 seconds.
It would be weird if he was anything other than his wife. So that's my final answer.
Final answer? That is correct. $100 on the board.
Be very weird.
All right.
If it wasn't.
For $200, according to King Kai, how many Saiyans survived the destruction of the planet Vegeta? Note.
According to King Kai?
Yes. This is not necessarily how many Saiyans actually survived. This is just how many King Kai believes survived. The answer choices are 5, 3, 4, or 7. Remember, you have lifelines of 2 50-50s and 1.
What the hell, bro? What the hell?
3, 4, 5, and 7.
This ain't good. This is not cool. I'm not happy about this at all. I'm about to lose on the second question because I don't know. Even if you 50-50, I don't know. So I'm about to Google on the second question.
I will also.
How the hell am I supposed to know?
Let's just offer you a hint.
What's the? Go ahead, give me the hint. I don't really care. Because the only answer that came to my mind is like 1, nigga. That ain't even a choice. So go. What's the hint?
So the hint just eliminated 2. The 2 that are left are 3 and 4. 3 and 4. 3 and 4 are the only 2 answer choices left. How many do you think King Kai said survived the destruction of planet Vegeta? 3 or 4?
4?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, 4 is correct. Do you want to give yourself a pop? That was a hard one.
Look, I don't even know. I'm so demoralized now going forward. On the second question, I hope everybody out there who who listening out here just realize
that was this supposed is, to be this easy.
Is, it was supposed exactly that was supposed to be a softball.
All right.
So
for $300,
I don't even want to talk about this no more. What is it?
How many Dragon Balls do you have to collect in order to make a wish?
7.
Okay. Do you want me to read the answer choices?
Give me the answer choice.
10, 3, 7, or 5.
Yeah, I would have got that 7. You only mess me up if you give me like 8. So I'm closer to 7.
That is correct. All right.
Why the hell the fucking third question easier than the second?
Anyway, I didn't make this. Anyway.
That's a trout, bro.
What? For $500.
That hurt.
Who is the Saiyan who normally has no hair on the top of their head?
That hurt my pride.
Who is the Saiyan that is bald, basically?
Bald. It's only one bald Saiyan.
The answer choices are...
Go ahead.
Nappa.
Ooh.
Goku, Vegeta, or Raditz.
Literally everybody in there got hair except Nappa. So that was why is this question not the second question? Bro, I'm so aggravated. How was that question so supposed to be E? I man. Oh, that gave me a headache. Go ahead.
All right. So for $1,000.
I should be broke. I should be out of this game. High key. Cause they told me on the second. I'm pissed about that question, y'all. I am perplexed. Go ahead.
For $1,000, which of these is not a member of the Ginyu Force? Is it Raccoon?
Juice.
Zarbon or Guldo?
I'm sorry, Zarbon. Zarbon is not a Ginyu Force. He is a Frieza soldier. He's one of those guys who pretty, but his final form is ugly. He's supposed to be a pretty boy, but his final form is ugly as hell. I know Zarbon. Yeah, no, everybody else is in the force. So Zarbon is not.
All right, that is correct. For $2,000, what is Gohan's pet dragon's name?
Whoa. Pet dragon?
Pet dragon.
Pet dragon?
Yes. Daedalus, Turles, Poranga, or Ooh. Icarus.
Ooh. Oh, no. Nah, don't do me like this.
You have two life
The last lives. Two I have heard before. Oh, man. I'm going to Google.
You're going to Google? Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to Google.
Go ahead.
I'm not finna get this wrong. I wanna say I'm gonna be mad if it's what I think it is, because then I just wasted it.
Time starts now.
I just wasted it. Cause I would have got it right. It's Icarus, cuz.
Icarus, final answer.
Yeah, Icarus my final answer.
That is correct.
I knew Icarus sounded so familiar, y'all mad at myself. Oh my god, that's a real obscure question, cause you don't even think about Icarus like that. Like, yeah, I don't think about Icarus like that, but I remember Icarus. God, as soon as you said Icarus, it's the Poranga. Why did Poranga hang me up so hard? Or whatever, wasn't it Poranga?
It was Poranga.
How the hell who is Poranga?
We're going to put the game on pause for a second while he figures out who is Poranga. When you find out who Poranga is, let me know.
Poranga is the Namekian dragon from the dragon. Like, he the big swole dragon. Got you. I knew he sounded familiar. Okay, yeah, I would definitely got that wrong. I mean, he was a dragon, so I would at least been kind of right.
What if?
Not a pit, though.
For $4,000.
Look how much lower it is, and they already had me Googling. I only got one lifeline. Okay, go ahead.
For $4,000,
I'm no way I'm getting a million.
What is Bulma's last name?
Oh, man.
Is it Gero? G-E-R-O.
Nah, not Gero. Yeah, get the Dr. Gero. They panic. Okay, go
Capsule.
Yeah, okay. Boxes. Do we have the Capsule Corporation?
Boxes or briefs?
There you go. It's brief.
Bulma briefs?
If I remember it right, it's brief, yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah, it's brief. Yeah.
For $8,000.
Right. Again, why is that? No, I ain't get me started. All right, go ahead.
If it makes you feel better, I didn't know her last name was Briefs.
Well, I get it. I only know it. I forgot why I know it, but yeah, I know it.
For $8,000.
Also, the other answer choice, like Capsule, is the name of the corporation, but that ain't her last name. And the other one, what it was, Boxes? What was the first? Boxes. Come on, I knew it wasn't that one. And then
it wasn't Jerome.
And with damn sure wasn't Dr. Jerome. So process elimination kind of helped, but I've heard Briefs too. So go ahead.
For $8,000, which is the best phonetic approximation?
What?
Of Gohan's tutor's name. Is it Mr. Toe, Mr. Sock, Mr. Shoe, or Mr. Foot? Phonetic approximation.
Mr. Shoe.
That is correct. How did you know that?
I heard it somewhere before. I heard Gohan say, I've heard of Mr. Shoe somewhere before. I don't know where the hell I got that from. But I promise you, it just when you said it, I was like, that sounds more familiar.
Okay.
So, yeah, right. I'm going with Mr. Shoe. The rest of them was like, nah, never even heard of it. That's crazy that I remember that.
For $16,000,
that's
question.
A filler, I think, when he was like at home studying in between art.
It is.
I think that's where that comes from. I think he was just sitting in his room one day looking at a notepad because he used to get in trouble because what Gohan would do was while he was studying or whatever, instead of staying to study, he'd just go out and play or go out and do something. Chi-Chi used to get on him all the time. I remember that vividly. I just don't know exactly where I got Mr. Shoe from, but I could have sworn he was like an asshole tutor, if I remember it right. He was hitting Gohan with a pen, I think, pencil or some shit. That might be where I remember him from. When he was like he was tripping on Gohan, and Gohan had to whoop Gohan. Anyway, I'll leave it alone. But yeah, that's a filler if I remember. That might be where I think about it.
Question 9.
Y'all let me know if I'm right, if y'all know what I'm talking about.
Question 9 for $16,000.
Yeah, go ahead.
Gohan is named for which of Goku's biological relatives?
Oh, Grandpa. Grandpa Gohan, man. It was literally his name. Grandpa Gohan.
Let me give you the answer choices.
Okay.
I'm going to read the question and give you the answer choices because you cut me off.
My fault.
For $1,600, Gohan is named for which of Goku's biological relatives? Brother, none of these, father, or grandfather?
Well, hold up. You being clever because biological, neither.
Is that your final answer?
Don't tell me they playing me, bro. Like, biologically, neither. I'm going with it. I don't care.
That is the correct answer.
All right, yeah. Biologically, none of them. But he named after who we looked at as Grandpa Gohan. But, yeah, hell, yeah. I see what you tried to get me with. Yeah, tried to be clever. But, nah. I'm glad you did reread that question, though. That's what you get with leaping.
Because you cut me off.
Thank you, though. Thank you for finishing.
I should have let you flounder.
You should have. Yeah, you should have because I screwed up. But, yeah, go ahead.
You finna get out.
I'm lasting a lot longer.
Question 10, you finna get out.
Okay.
For $32,000. Oh, you still got a lifeline. I forgot. The Garlic Junior Saga is how many episodes total?
Yeah. Half me up. Just half me from the beginning.
All right. Answer choices left. 10 and 15 episodes.
Oh, man. Ten.
That's correct.
Yes! I knew it was on the lighter side because it didn't. That Garlic Jr. wasn't that around. He wasn't that long. Lengthy of a series of episodes.
That's trash. You're trash.
So I'm glad it was out of him.
All right.
Hold up. What was the other phone number? I probably could have saved my life.
13.
Okay, nah, that would have.
10, 15, and 16.
Oh, no, they kept it low. So, yeah, I did a good job.
Yeah, they kept it low.
I did a good job of half of it.
All right, number 11 for $64,000.
Hey, man, that's a good little amount of money, so I'm good.
if I can
get past this or something.
What is the name of the taller monster on the fake planet Namek? Zakuro?
Oh, no.
Pico? Rati or Kui. Do you want to look at the answer choices? There's the answer choices.
Zakuro, Pico, Rati, Taller monster on the fake planet Namek. So not even specific. The real one.
Nope, very specific.
So this is like the phony one they made after the fact. Ah, yeah, that's.
And you have no lifelines.
I don't have anything. What's the second one again?
Pico.
I'm gonna be racist. The only reason why I even want to say this is because the only Dabeki and I we really know like that besides Dende is Piccolo. It is close to Pico. They have no other. It's nothing else that I can tie.
It's a tall monster.
It's nothing else I can tie. The peak. Okay, there you go. You're helping me now. You're giving me something else. I don't know if it's wrong. I don't know if it's right either. The only thing is Kaori sounds familiar. So, Kui, but I'm Kui? Wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm cool with it.
You going with Kui?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. That is incorrect.
There we go. Get me out of there, because that was bad. I ain't mad, because who the hell is this taller monster? I'm about, what's the name?
Zakuro.
Y'all about to make me mad. Why? Watch this to somebody that I have no way of remembering.
KKRO.
He don't even pop up.
Put DBZ at the end.
That's my point. No, I just want to prove that. I just want to prove that he's that insignificant. That you got to type in everything. And then it's not spelled right according to this. It's supposed to be Z-A-A. Oh, no way. It was no way I was knowing him. Just Google Zakuro from DBZ, y'all, and you'll see who I was supposed to know. I have no clue who this is.
All right, you were so close. You have 1, 2, 3, 4 questions left.
He a pink alien.
You did much better on this one than
this. This was during the Frieza saga? Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah.
All right. Get over this.
My fault, y'all.
We're going to go through these last four questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which is not one of Garlic Jr.'s Spice Boys? Salt, pepper, vinegar, mustard?
Mustard.
It's pepper. You would have been out either way, even if you got that right. What is Raditz's power level on Earth?
Hold on, in the like 1200s or so? 1700,
3300,
2500, 1200. I thought it was 1200.
It's 1200. Yeah. You would have got that one right, but you
see,
you
I don't
up.
Like how these questions ordered,
you screwed
bro.
Up the last two. Anyway.
But you know, you see what I'm saying though? It's some harder questions that you could have put at the end, and you see. Yeah. That, I guess that one would have been technically a harder question, but not for me.
Which city is nearest to Dr. Giroux's lab? East, north, south, west? West. It's north.
I don't know. It was just a guess, honestly.
Oh, my God.
The west city where Baum and them live at. That's the only thing I know.
The north city. For, I think excuse me, where they live. For $1 million, if you had gotten all of that other stuff that you just got wrong, correct? The question would have been, when Piccolo is taking driving lessons.
Oh, they asked the filler.
He is wearing a different outfit.
Notorious filler.
What does his shirt say? Does it say postal, postboy, postman, or postbox?
Wait, go ahead. Give me that one. I'm not going to act like I know.
The answer is postboy.
Gotcha. Well, postboy. Yep. They got me, man. And I ain't mad because they got me on like a filler episode on the Namek, on Planet Namek. So, and then even before that, the other questions I was having problems with, like, everything I had a problem with, I feel like it's reasonable stuff to have to not know or not even recall, because you had to, like, some of these questions you almost have to either watch the anime religiously or you just had to just watch it recently, in my opinion. But either way it goes, it ain't no problem. This was cool. I did better on this one than wrestling, I think, right?
You did much better.
So, there you go. But anyway... So I guess y'all like, when? Why the hell we listen to this fool about wrestling?
You supposed to be an anime expert, and now look at you.
Nah, it doesn't matter. I think we will get back into more trivia or more wrestling related questions down the line. This was fun. I appreciate you guys for listening once again. I'm gonna have to start having some outro music in here too. I don't know. I'm gonna have to work on that. Either way it go, appreciate y'all for listening once again. Like I said, I do this a lot. I repeat myself to say that, but I really do appreciate you. So that's the only reason why I got to say it again. And I ain't got nothing else to add. My co-host already took out their equipment, so she ain't got nothing else to add. So.
Oh, no. Adios.
Adios.